of Steam, Steel, and Murder, returning with session 45. We spent some time talking about a virtual surface that I found called Table, TAEBLE.com. We usually use a web-based dice roller called Catch Your Hair, with map tools being a sometimes thing. The website we talk about uses Microsoft Silverlight, and it's a bit spotty on some of our machines, but seems to be a nice basic play surface. We occasionally try new programs to help enhance our play, and this time I've left our banter in so you guys can hear it as well. But now, on with the show, Session 45, Part 1.
Yeah.
Yep, it was Joshua.
Oh dear, I'll remain muted when I can then.
Oh, that's right. VLC doesn't work with it. We want to...
I have to be careful right now with my headset because I'm losing the right headphone. Because if I literally move the cord too much, I lose it. So it's kind of like, what can I do? Ah, crud. I'm going to lose it.
Okay, right.
I've got to go get my binder.
Ah, go do that. You there, Nick?
No, he's not. Well, Sharon.
Ah, okay. Well, it's a little early. The guys that are here, test out that link. I found another play surface that's kind of interesting.
Did they spell table badly on purpose?
Yes. Yes, they did.
Ah, damn you, Silverlight.
It is Silverlight. It's kind of a neat little surface. You can, it's got dice rollers built in, you can add graphics, you can move things around. Unfortunately, if you're running Linux or Silverlight craps out on your Windows computer, which happens, it's not so good, but otherwise, it's kind of neat.
So how do you do dice?
If you click on the big icon at the top left, you create an item, you can drop in dice, or you can put in a math expression like 4d3 minus 8, which is basically giving you fudge dice. And I just created one, drop it on the board. And there, we have a fudge roller.
Wait, what are we doing?
I'm just so testing something.
So are we doing this instead of...
No. I just wanted to see if other people could load it.
Yep.
Will, give me a few more seconds, see if this Silverlight actually manages to install itself.
So what is that in your background? Is it just your mic fuzzing out, or do you got something running?
The thing that's running is called my computer. Hold on, I'm going to move closer to it. Tell me if it gets louder or anything. Any change?
No, not really.
Then it's probably just background mic stuff.
Do you have amplifier switched on or something?
Pardon?
You might have your mic level up too high in Skype. If you look at your tools and options, go to audio settings, make sure your mic is not automatically adjusted, and make sure the little blue ball is somewhere in the middle and not all the way at the end.
Okay. Oh, lovely. Skype has decided to cease its responding.
Aha, that could be a problem too. Yes, now that Skype is officially under the Microsoft control.
Okay.
I just upgraded my Skype this morning.
Mine didn't ask for an upgrade.
I'm using older Skype.
Good for you.
Alright, is that any better?
Slightly.
I make sure it doesn't update purposely.
Okay. Alright. Hi,
Sharon.
Folks.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay. So, having an argument with Microsoft.
Yeah. We're not using that link tonight. I just wanted to see if people could actually connect to it or not. It's a nifty little tabletop for...
I'm going to pretend the answer is no, because when I connected to it, I lost internet.
Yeah, that would be bad.
According to this, Microsoft have a new policy. When using a percentage, it starts at 90 and then ceases at 99.
Yeah, it's still the same policy they've always had.
So, Nick is appearing in this call, but we haven't heard from him.
Yes.
There he is.
I'm playing the silent type.
Woohoo.
I'm playing Nicholas Monroe, driver extraordinaire.
Uh-huh.
Aha, I think it's working.
You need me to drive you somewhere? Fly you somewhere? Planes, trains, automobiles, doesn't matter. I can drive.
Too bad game life doesn't transfer into real life, because I'd take you up on that in a minute.
If game life translated into real life, we could kill people for profit. That would be awesome. Mm-hmm. Loot their stuff.
Oh, yes. You, whenever you killed a random animal,
yes,
gold would pop out of it. Having killed many animals in my lifetime. Well,
yeah, and there's also the fact that the economy would be broken.
Mm. Well, pest extermination would be a great field to get into.
Yes, it would.
I killed a rat. Look, I found a random gold coin.
And a knife?
And a set of armor, conveniently in my size.
Hey, at all least right. We have one size fits all.
Yes. Okay, let's see. We're going to use...
Although farming would be tricky. You slaughter 10 cows, and only one of them drops a piece of beef.
Yeah. Very true. Touché.
Yeah, well, however, if you killed 50, if you had 50 cows, then you're, like, pretty much set for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Or 50 rats, I mean. One gold piece per.
Well, the problem is the rats would keep respawning.
Yeah, I can access game table. Apparently, it requires you to install Silverlight.
No, we're not using it tonight. It was just a little test. I just wanted to see if
it only takes
else
a couple seconds.
Yep, we'll just use the catch your hair again.
Can anyone else edit their names in it? And I can see if it's actually connected me to you.
Oh, and that other one, I've already stopped the connection, so I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
There's the catcher here that we usually use. SSM's the password. Apologize for last week. We, lost internet.
Yeah.
Which is actually a good thing for me.
We had snow already and high wind. It wasn't
crud.
Pretty.
Bert, is it, how cold is it there right now? Because I'm about to be flying into that near area.
32 degrees outside right now.
Oh, no, bitch. This is what I get for going to D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Could be worse. I'm getting ready to fly to Chicago.
Oh, that is bad. Chicago? Yeah, not good right now.
Has anyone taken violet yet?
Nope, does no one take red?
It's the color of death.
That's right.
I thought black was the color of death.
Well, I've got black.
Is orange free?
No one's called it. All yours.
I always take glass. Because my character is obviously see-through.
Transparent. Absolutely. I apologize in advance if I'm a little slow on the uptake today. I had a surprise conference I had to go to. I work 3 days a week for 14 hours a shift. Nighttime. On Thursday, I had to drive 4 hours to Richmond to go to a sleep conference that was pretty much mandatory for my continuing education credit. So I missed 2 days of sleep.
Ironic, yes.
Yes, that is exactly. Ironic. Most of the people in the sleep conference are in the same boat as we all work third shift and the conference is in the middle of the day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Planning.
You would think that an agency that was created by sleep technologists and funded by sleep technologists would be a little bit more flexible in their scheduling. But no. No, they were not. All right, let me open up Obsidian Portal for a moment. Let's get our 10-15 seconds worth of quiet here for just a minute.
After everybody. Can someone actually tell me exactly what happened since I never saw the... I never heard the last episode.
Yeah, it hasn't been posted.
Well, it's been posted somewhere.
Yeah, it's true. Your site's got it.
I lose track of your site, Jameis, and I haven't been on Skype all week.
Oh, well, that's what happens.
I tell you what. Let's have between 10 and 12 seconds of everybody leaving their microphones on. Try not to have anything tapping on your keyboards. Let me just get my baseline noise removal, and then we will fill you in, Marcus. 3, 2, 1, quiet. That's good.
I don't know why we bother, because when I use Audacity, it always picks the exact same settings, no matter what I do with the noise removal.
Really? Mine? I don't know. Maybe it's different. I noticed the Linux version of Audacity has far more choices than the Windows version does. There's a lot more add-ons and a lot more options that I use under it. So, all right, let's see. Last session was 44. We named it the Poisoned Pen. Well, I named it the Poisoned Pen. not a lot went on, from what I remember. Nick went into the sewers to try and see how easy it would be to get into Dare's establishment. Well, actually, Dare's house, his mansion. Found some apes guarding a single ladder access into what he believed to be the basement of Dare's mansion. But he went up. Apes started to wake up. There was a chase that ensued, and that's as far as that went. Let's see. Miss Rackham was used as bait to lure out the assassin that's been going around and killing your newly freed engineers, spouses, and children. That worked.
Newly freed. You say that like they're actually free.
Yes, that is also true. Well, we've lost Marcus. it does no good to do a recap when Marcus is dropped.
Yep. So, yeah, we were going to... I grab Gavin, and we take the killer, and we act like we're three drunks. And we're supporting him in between us.
And the guy took him somewhere, which is why he's not around.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, well, me and Hundegard, we deposit him at the checkout with a list of questions to be named later. And
well, if we are successful today, it won't really matter what his business was about, to be honest.
Well,
can you hear me?
Yeah, we have now. Killed us.
You missed the recap again, Marcus.
Ah, the internet's sucking. No, stupid headset. Get back. Fix. Ah, damn it, I lost the right. This is what I get from moving computers.
But,
it's mono sound. The right will sound just the same as the left.
Yes, but it's weird.
We have to kill your former boss or your new boss.
I've never had this boss.
Yes, this guy. The new guy. He's got to die. So.
Wait. Nicholas has to die? What?
He's talking to Gavin.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I mean, eventually, I mean, hopefully, as soon as we get the situation sorted out, we can disappear this guy. And.
Well, let's work on that first before we worry about what happens next.
Oh, yeah. I just, you know. That's not the end of that particular plot line. We still need... There are still people who need to die at the end of this plot line.
Marcus, what your character needs to know is that you're currently on a bus where Miss Rackham has just been poisoned, and I believe it's someone is already... Yes, on a train. Miss Rackham has just been poisoned by the assassin who's been killing your engineer's spouses in Metapole here. And they were successfully able to tackle him, knock him out, and Miss Rackham has, I believe she's already gotten her first aid and is doing quite all right now. I think that was established last time. But so you're on a train with a body that you're trying to get off without arousing too much suspicion. Oh, yes, and there was also a very displeased person with Metapole politics who was willing to blow up the entire train with a bunch of dynamite that was strapped to his body.
Yeah.
Miss Rackham. Meet Marty.
Yes, Marty. Miss Rackham was able to talk him down. Yes, again. But that's where we're picking up. And Marcus will have your character just meet them at the train stop as they decide what they're going to do with the assassin.
I got the car. You wanted me to bring get it, right?
Yeah.
So, welcome to session 45.
And I want to make sure I get some really good pictures of Marty.
Holding up his dynamite vest.
But of course, that'll make the front page.
Yes.
I grabbed the magician, who's there, I guess. I don't know if he was there, but...
No, we'll have you. I don't believe he was with you. Were you on the train, Joshua, the last time?
I think you
Yeah, yeah, I actually were. You provided some first aid to Miss Rackham there.
No, that was the other one. That was the Aussie.
That was the Aussie.
I wasn't there, so I assume I was with
He's
someone.
There. Actually, there's a puff of smoke, and he appears.
Yes. That is what I do.
We will have you...
Where the Aussie was standing, there's now a magician.
Yeah.
We both have goggles. We're interchangeable.
That's it.
How strong are you? I poked you. Do you have muscles?
No.
Shoot. Oh, well.
No, I can't shoot
muscles?
Either.
Does who? Sorry, didn't catch the name. Gavin.
Poke Gavin. Do you have muscles?
Stop poking me.
Well, you weren't responding.
I was ignoring you. It's a different matter.
So, do you have muscles? Do you have a might score?
More than you do, I suspect.
Yeah, I don't have one. Exactly. So, okay, so we need you and me to act like we're drunk and carry this guy out, and then have Joshua steal the dynamite, because we need the dynamite, because, you know, it's dynamite. And then I have an arrangement for a check agent to meet us with the car, and we'll throw the guy in the car, and we'll go home, get some sleep, and, you know, do our stuff tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. The question, of course, is that the conductor is already radioed ahead because you did have somebody, a terrorist on board with a dynamite laden who threatened to blow up the train. So exactly how do you deal with Marty? You've talked him down. You've got him to remove the dynamite vest after taking some pictures. But the rest of the train is not quite so forgiving.
Miss Rackham.
Well, I start making the universal sign of crazy person and pointing to Marty and just motioning everyone to be very, very calm because he's very, very unstable.
Well, now that he has been disarmed, the conductors want to... they're basically going to confine him and wait for the next stop to have the police take care of him. So they come out and lead Marty away, who's looking very confused right now and not exactly sure why he didn't blow up the train.
I just, out of curiosity, where are you taking him?
Oh, we're going to lock him up in one of the private cabs, ma'am. We're a little low on passengers today, so we've got some free rooms. We'll just lock the door from the outside and leave him in there until we make our next stop.
Okay, are you going to put anyone in there to watch him? Because he really shouldn't be by himself.
They look at each other as if, why don't you go in the room with a crazy person? No, no, I insist. You go in the room with a crazy person. It shouldn't be necessary, ma'am. Glass windows and all, we'll be able to see him just fine.
Okay, I mean...
Is there a doctor on board? One of them yells out. A doctor? Someone trained in psychology, perhaps? No, no? He'll be fine alone, ma'am.
Okay, if you think so. I mean, you'll know best. Whatever.
Marty has a little desperate look to him. You hear a mumble under his breath that they took his stapler.
Should have burned it down rather than blown it up, Marty.
Yeah, I'm, you know, actually, we really, really ought to, like, probably restrain him.
Oh, that we can do, ma'am. One of them tells the other guy to go get some of the baggage strapping.
Oh, shoot.
Essentially hog-tie him, throw him in a private cab, lock the door from the outside.
Much better. Well, he is dangerous.
Yeah, but I'm in the cabin section or the cargo section with a body.
Yes, and at this point in time, they do wonder where their friend Francesco went. One of the conductors seemed to be missing, and they're gonna go and try and find their missing conductor.
Well, shoot, this is gonna be fun. Oh wait. Mm-hmm.
So if I remember right, in the baggage claim area, we have one detective, one ratty-looking government official,
No, I was one who attended medically to Rackham.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
We swapped over roles with the Aussie.
So then, what are you going to do, Nick?
I am going to claim
as they are trying... Well, of course, you don't know that they're coming to look for their conductor, but what are you doing? He's still unconscious. I believe you...
Yeah, I'm going to... This is going to be uncomfortable. I drag him as far away from the exit as possible. Like, close the door. And,
Slide the door closed.
Yeah, and I'm going to sit him up on some baggage and, you know, try to make sure the shadows hide his and my face. And
well, you notice there are a lot of what look to be oriental carpets back here, and there's a couple of fairly large luggage that might be able to hold a body.
Sure, why not? I'll wrap his ass up, or throw whatever one looks most convenient.
The carpet's going to be the most convenient one. Just roll him up in a carpet.
Yep.
Doesn't need to breathe, right?
No. Well, a little bit. Not too much. Just enough to live.
Mm-hmm.
You can just use a straw for that.
Yep.
And you conveniently get him bound that way, too.
Yes, and while I'm rolling up the body, I'm sure a conductor doesn't show up. Hmm. What are you doing?
Let us see if they've gotten that far yet, shall we? Yes, a conductor sticks his head back in there and turns on the light in the room, starts yelling out for Francesco, and notices that you're in the baggage claim. Excuse me, sir. Can I see your ticket? What are you doing in baggage?
Oh, yes, yes.
He looks a little suspicious, having just dealt with a bomber. He seems to be trying to peer into that long trench coat you wear, as if expecting more dynamite strapped to someone.
Well.
You see him reaching for his whistle.
I came back here because, I was in, I was running away from the mad bomber and was not quite sure if the situation had been handled yet.
Sure. Give me a deceit roll.
Deceit? Yeah.
No, I don't have deceit. Why would a detective have deceit? Six.
Yeah, no problem. Oh, very well, sir. He drops the whistle into his pocket and says, that situation has been remedied. You can take your seat, sir.
If you don't mind, I feel a less than comfortable in the main section. I think I'm going to hide back here with my cargo. I pat my rug.
Pat your rug. Can I see your ticket, sir?
Sure. I produce a ticket.
Sure. Oh, first class? Oh, certainly, sir. He makes sure that your ticket, he rubs it to make sure the ink doesn't come off, looks to see that it's been clipped. Oh, certainly, sir. We can't trust our first class passengers. Who can we trust, right? Sure, he leaves you alone.
Thank God.
Leaves the light on. Can I bring you a good stiff drink, maybe?
No.
You look like you might need it. You're sweating a bit there.
Yes,
it's been a bit uncomfortable.
Yes, it's been a long time. Not used to these accommodations.
Yes, yes.
Go away.
Yes, he does.
Well, trunk plan is not going to work now. All right. I wait.
All right, well, you aren't bothered for a bit.
I turn off the light if I can.
Sure. Back in the main train, Rackham, you are feeling much better, as your impromptu doctor there seems to have been an expert at removing the poison. Why a government official would be so skilled at doing so, you have no idea.
And I've learned not to ask those kind of questions.
Well, things have gotten a bit back to normal as people seem to be calming back down as the conductors are bringing out free booze, which always seems to calm people down. And so there's some general talk as to why the crazy man might want to blow up such a train as this.
Well, I don't know, but I will find out eventually. He's obviously deranged, and he just doesn't like the guilds for some reason.
Mm-hmm. From the general hubbub, what you're hearing is that they are going to make one unscheduled stop along the way to have the police to come in and remove their prisoner. This train actually runs between cities, so you're actually heading out of Metapole into another city. So they still expect it to be several hours before you reach there. So in the meantime, what, if anything, are you doing?
I'm missing some compatriots, and I don't know what happened to the guy who poisoned Rackham, so I'm going to go look for them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you came back here to watch us beat him unconscious.
No.
It was you.
I left at the beginning. I grabbed a med kit and left straight away. Yes. I don't stick around to see. Well, I saw that Hundegaard smacked him a good whack on the side of the head, but I didn't stick around.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, but now you're missing, so I don't know what happened with you.
Hundegaard and the Aussie have gone to lay down for a bit. You know, all the excitement.
The bank.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're easily able to find the last place you spotted the great detective Ed and friends.
Yep.
And he seems to be cowering in a darkened luggage holding facility.
I object to cowering. I'm skulking. Skulking. But yes. Yes. Gavin. The good murderer is wrapped up here in this... rug, and I'm gonna need some help lifting him. So, and did you get any of that dynamite?
The last I saw it, the Aussie had it.
Well, we need to give some to the police, of course, but I'm sure they won't object to us. If we liberate a few, that will cause a scene. This would be bad. Oh well. Really wanted some dynamite. Alright, well.
We need to get back to Metapole now that we've dealt with this.
Yes, I call on the quantum radio and arrange for my driver to meet us at the next stop, and we will take the body and egress from the train.
How much time do we have until the next stop?
About 2 hours.
Good. Well, we have an unscheduled stop, right?
That is the unscheduled stop, and it's about 2 hours.
Okay. I'm going to talk with the conductor and find out if I can interview Marty before the regular police get to him.
Well, ma'am, we wouldn't want to risk your person there. We can let you speak to him from the other side of the door. We can open up one of the small windows and allow you to talk to him that way, but it's perhaps best that you're not in the same room with him.
That would work. That would work.
Sure, one of the conductors gladly takes you over and gives you some privacy.
Okay.
And all along the way, he's like, yes, yes, and make sure if you don't mind to, my name's Mark. He shows you his little conductor's tag. And, you know, if you see fit to publish the goings-on here, make sure to mention our fabulous rail lines. And he shines his badge saying that says Mark.
Okay, I take
and the service of the conductors on board.
I take out my notebook, and I write down, is that Mark with a C or Mark with a K?
With a K!
Mark, okay, great. He
shows
great.
You his shiny badge yet again.
And make a point of writing it down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bottom line, I just want to find out if, like, why exactly Marty hates the guild so much and what did they do to him. And I'm just going to let him know. It's like, you know, because I told you I'd make you famous, so I want to hear your side of the story.
Oh, very good. Well, Marty tells you that, not being guild sanctioned, of course, he was working for a small law firm, just as a minor functionary, of course. But, when the guild slapped down their new edict and no one could, basically do work without guild sanctioning, he lost his job. And, you know, public defending work being what it is, he never made too much to begin with, and even the loss of a single paycheck was enough to throw him onto the streets. So Marty here has been living off the streets for a few weeks now, and, you know, that life just made him snap a little there. He He got his hands on some dynamite when he rifled a chest at the local docks that were being unloaded, and figured, well, it was either die on the streets or die for a cause. So he chose a cause. Dude. You guys are heading for Harrisburg, by the way.
Pennsylvania?
Yes. Well, it's not Pennsylvania yet. You're heading for the city of Harrisburg.
Did someone say that name?
Well, good. I'm glad Bishop isn't here. Except we really need him to win over the masses of people.
Okay, so I write down Marty's story, and I tell him, thank you very much for the interview, and I'll send you a copy of anything that gets published. Okay, thanks, bye.
Yes, Marty looks very happy that you're going to publish his story, and ask if you might have a ham sandwich or a bit of something to eat.
I look at the conductor, and it's like he wants a ham sandwich.
The conductor rolls his eyes, but says, yes, ma'am, we should feed him, of course. He did buy
it. First class passenger. Yeah,
he did have a ticket, after all. So, yes, they will go and get him his ham sandwich. All right, so you're able to get a hold of your driver?
Yeah. Nicholas.
Yes, boss?
Need you to take a car that has a gas engine and meet us out to the X station.
Already on my way, sir.
Make sure it's a large car. We have several guests, and if you could, some restraints, basic restraints, and we also want a couple of boys to come with because we have a guest who will be staying with us for the rest of his life.
We'll be taken care of, sir.
Excellent. Thank you.
It shall be done.
Somehow I see that as usual trick request number two.
Yes, number two. We've got
an order for the boss wants an order for number two.
Oh, is that with the good straps or the coarse straps? We got these nice, fine silk ones. Oh, wait, no, he probably wants the coarse ones.
The extra gritty, sandpapery ones.
Yeah. We can let you, and he probably wants the coarse one. Probably someone he doesn't like. Well, let's get going.
Yes, your gas vehicle is going to be a beater truck. Think of your farm use vehicles that, you know, they look like they're half rusted through and falling apart, but they got amazingly powerful engines.
Let's go. The
engines.
Might even have a gun rack still on it.
Yeah. The engine's all nice and kept up. Just as you open up, it looks brand new, but the rest of the car looks like it's gonna die.
Mm-hmm. All right, you've got quite a ride to be able to catch up to a train, so.
That's what I figured. I almost wondered if we didn't have connections outside and I could just take a plane with a couple of boys there and get a car.
Oh, you probably could. And a plane would certainly beat the train there. The car is not going to beat the train there. Do you go ahead and give me a contacts roll. Do you have an aspect linking you with a Cheka?
Yes, Cheka driver.
Okay, well, that's good enough. If you simply want to tap that aspect, we can make it so. If not, you can just go ahead and give me a roll otherwise.
I'll tap that aspect as I don't have contacts.
Yes. All right, you bring that aspect into play. Just go ahead and give me a 40 fudge roll. This will just tell me how fast you're able to get it. There's no doubt that you can, being a driver for the checker.
That's blue. Yes. I meant to do glass, but whatever. That's good enough. Plus one.
Mm-hmm. And plus two with the aspect.
So three?
Yep, three. No problem. You're able to get that underway. You think you can beat the train there.
Well, if you should fly over the train and drop a cord down.
Drop the number two kit down under the top of the train. You know, one of these single prop planes that were used in the last war for a recon. Hey, wait,
just a couple of extra boys.
Well, you'll have to get the couple of extra boys there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, a single prop plane can still carry people.
Yeah. You can have
pick up the boys in truck when I get there.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. All right. In the meantime, you don't think this guy is going to stay unconscious for the entire ride?
Yep, I was about to mention that. Well, Gavin, do you have any knockout gas?
I look at them creatures and say, no.
Disappointing. Well, we can unwrap them, take them out to the caboose, beat them up a little, question them, then beat them up some more just because he's a douchebag and I hate him. And then, you know, then put him in the rug and take him off.
The best part about wrapping him in a rug, you can't see any of the bruises. Yep. It soaks up the blood lovely.
Pretty much. I mean, unless you have a better idea on how to keep him quiet for 2 hours, such as I could say, come with me if you want to live, or else I'll just kill you now and throw you off the side of the train.
Yes, as you are contemplating this, you do hear some muffled sounds coming from the carpet as it tries to inch its way across the floor. Hop, hop.
I kick him.
Although it's really entertaining so. To keep him quiet.
You trip the carpet as it falls to the ground.
Yeah. Stay there. There's
more muffled curses.
I have hat pins. You want a hat pin?
No, I mean, which do you think is the better? I mean, taking him out, I don't know much about trains. Do people go
the,
out?
The to carpet the is now doing the inchworm across the floor.
As I put my foot
I will,
on it.
I will sit on it.
All right.
So, do you... Gavin?
Despite what you seem to think, I do not have an intimate knowledge of torturing people.
That's not what I was asking. I was asking if you have an intimate knowledge of if people go on the back of cabooses, and I know you have a great knowledge.
You have the flashback scene as Gavin is sick in his dormitories when they're going through that session of torture in school.
I figured we had a flashback to the German Jaegers. And there. By the way, I asked him in German where he's from.
The guy in the carpet?
No, I asked Gavin.
Oh, okay.
You from Berlin? Or Lübeck?
I thought you wanted to know about trains.
Well, I have many knowledges. I'm a multifaceted person.
Well, yes, people go to the back of the train for the scenery.
Multifaceted, he can lie in many tongues.
Yep. French, German, Italian, and English. No, just French and German and English. Okay, well, I'm going to unroll the guy.
Only tells the truth in Italian, you see.
No. Yes. I unroll the guy and explain to him, you are nicked. So, if you want to live, you will... not make, you know, sounds. You'll just sit back here, answer my questions, and then you might get out of this alive. If you don't, then I'll just kill you and throw you off the back of the train, and they'll find you in X number of days.
All right. So, from our previous game, you blew out his physical track, but that sounds very much like you're trying to cow him here.
Yes,
so
I am.
You go ahead and give me a roll there.
All right.
Go ahead and intimidate him, if you will. All right.
I have the special of killer, professional killer.
Mm-hmm.
Does that come into play here?
You give him the hard eyes.
Yes, I give him the hard eyes. That would be an 8.
An 8? Okay. Well, he believes what you say, yes.
Yep. So, do you have any accomplices on this train?
No.
Okay. Do I believe him?
I don't know. Do you believe him?
No, I was asking, is he lying to me? I check and see. Empathy.
Give me an empathy roll.
All right. That's going to be an 8.
You don't believe so. At least he doesn't believe that he has an accompaniment.
Yes, I understand. I understand he does not have universal knowledge. So, all right, how are you going to get off the train?
I was simply going to get off at the next stop. I've got this wonderful conductor's uniform, you see.
Yes, but you opened a door like you were going leaving.
Well,
you had changed uniforms. You are now in a mechanic's uniform. Engine.
Gives you the shifty dog eye look.
Yes, you are now in a mechanic's uniform and no longer in a conductor's. You changed.
I was going to retrieve some baggage of mine. That's right. Yes.
I flip out my baton. I will kill you right now if you lie to me.
No, I was going to retrieve some baggage and leave the train. Forthwith, yes. That's my baggage right over there, as a matter of fact. He looks past your baton, your weighty, weighty baton.
Okay. Let me be perfectly clear.
No, really, that's my baggage. Just open up the baggage. You'll see. It's mine.
Okay, I motion to Joshua. Or what's your character's name, Joshua?
Ethan.
Ethan, open the baggage. Be careful.
After I've checked for traps, I handle it, just sort of see if he reacts to it as if it's his?
Oh, sure. Go ahead and give me a roll.
Okay, empathy?
Empathy.
Okay. That would be a 3, then.
Well, when you do go up to it, he does nod, and he's like, that's mine! That's the one!
Is it fairly?
It's a fairly tall case.
That is another question. Is it about to explode?
No, there's not. But there's a complicated way to open it.
Explain.
Yeah, you gotta turn the clasp such a way and turn the clasp such a way, and he explains it to you. Right. It's not trapped, it's just like a little puzzle box to open it up. They did not have the rolling combination things yet, so this is just kind of an elaborate closure mechanism.
Anything interesting?
There's a jetpack in there.
Ooh.
That's really badass.
Leather helmet and some goggles. And a couple of different passports with this picture and different names, with different nationalities.
I get his biography.
Well, I was born as a young man.
I tap him gently. The highlights.
Okay, so yeah, just simply put, he is a contract killer. And he was employed to... with a number of killings that he was supposed to do in the city, getting paid X amount for each one. Just doing a job, that's all.
Oh, yeah. Just killing women and children as your job.
Well, I'm sure you know that, sir. You've got the cold eyes of a killer. I'm sure you've taken money to do such before.
Yep.
Perhaps in a war, you know.
I don't kill women or children, except by accident.
He looks at you aghast and says, well, it's some of the easiest work you can pick up. Why not?
Oh, well. Congratulations on shortening your lifespan.
This is due to the question of who.
Yeah, who paid you and how are you contacted?
Well, I get a paycheck after each one shows up, you know.
And give me your account information.
There's no account information. I get a check.
Where's your money?
Offshore Swiss bank account.
Yeah. We'll just make this short. If you question him a bit more, he has a locker in Metapole that he keeps his stuff in. I mean, if you search him, he's got a substantial wad of cash on him.
Yoink!
As far as I know, jetpacks are not common, are they?
No, they're not.
Does it have a maker's mark on it?
It does, actually. As a matter of fact, it's a guild mark. Is it
industry?
Nope. It is a guild mark.
That'd be the Guild of Transportation.
It is. It is.
So, who is paying you and how are you being contacted?
Well, I don't know who's paying me. What happens is when the deaths are reported of mysterious circumstances to the papers. When it shows up in a paper, I have a paycheck delivered to me.
Okay. How are you contacted? Which victims?
I'm not.
How do you know which victims to kill?
Well, with each payment, there's a new name.
Excellent. Okay. And just... okay. Do you have any useful information? Like, that might be of use to me.
I've got an excellent recipe for a fillet of sole.
How about you not be so flippant, and I don't beat you to death?
He is being flippant, but he actually looks quite scared to death. He's just trying to tell you anything that he knows, and he doesn't...
Okay, yeah, like, you know, I don't know, contacts in various cities... I just get some stuff that might possibly be useful in future scenarios.
Well, sure, you know, there is a support network of sorts for his sort, mercenaries in general, where they can get a hold of arms and armaments in just about any city in the world.
Oh, yeah.
We've got pictures with this group called the Chica. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got this excellent rocket launcher from this group.
I also ask him about each character, each major character in the party, and do you know anything about us? Gavin Marshall. Do you know anything about Gavin Marshall?
No, he doesn't know anything about anyone except for Mr. Bishop, who has been in the papers quite often.
Okay. And do you know anything?
Oh, and Chica. He knows the name Miss Rackham, if you include her, because he does read the papers. So.
Oh, he should know Ethan Thane as well, because he's the guy who's suspected of being in charge of this.
That's true. Yeah, he would know. Oh, yeah. But he only knows you all from the papers, because his employee is dependent upon the papers reporting his bodies. So he reads the papers.
Right. Yeah, I was just asking if any news had leaked, and I just want to know... What does he know about the Chica in general?
Okay, well, if you use the name Chica, he doesn't know anything. But he does tell you that on one of his collections to buy some bullets for various guns, he was approached to be recruited by some organization within the city.
Excellent. Well... We need to raise our standards a little bit.
Oh, what? They're not going to recruit hired killers when their boss is a killer? Right, yeah.
Well, I'm not interested in mercenaries. I'm interested in true believers and freedom. I don't really care so much about freedom. More the British Empire.
Exactly. Mercenaries. That's
all hail Britannia. We contract mercenaries. I have no problem contracting mercenaries.
But at any rate, he doesn't know much more than that, other than he suspects he's being paid by the guilds. Suspects. Only because he occasionally gets nifty stuff like this jetpack that just showed up for him.
If I were to yoink said jetpack, would I be able to find fuel for it?
Well, it has a... It seems to use pretty traditional fuel.
I will yoink, said jetpack.
It has
jetpack.
A short, but because of that, it has a short flight length. It doesn't burn for very long.
That's fine. I will yoink the jetpack.
All right.
Yeah.
It's fairly large. The case that it's in is almost, you know, 5 feet tall. If you do look at the contraption, it is quite heavy, but it is well made.
Oh, I'm a performer. People expect me to carry large things around.
Suspiciously, it looks like, you know, the chest that the jetpack came out of is just tall enough for a body.
Hmm. Well, that's all right. You're going to go back in the carpet, and you're just going to act like a good boy, or else, once again, the end. Do you understand?
He nods his head.
Yep. Unless you have any particular questions, Gavin?
I'm just interested in what you plan on doing with him.
Oh, well, you know, we're going to, we're going to do things. also, I just check and make sure that he is the only killer that we have running around.
That we know about.
Well, basically, of the women and children, I check against the list of bodies that we have versus who he has personally killed.
So does he take responsibility for XXXX?
Yes.
Yes, yes, he does.
Okay, so there's not two higher kill. I don't need to find another one. All right, well, I wrap him up.
Matter of fact, when you searched his body, you did get the envelope that had, you know, cash payment with the next name in it. And we also since you've got the list, since you got the list, you know who that name was. And yes, that was the next name down on the list.
And Gavin wants the clippers.
Yep. Actually, Mr. Gavin, give me an alertness roll.
Not going to happen. it's a 24 computer. Roll. Well, okay. It's a 4 at the moment. I never use my aspect or my alertness, which I've taken, so I'll throw in double take to get a 6.
I'm here.
Okay. So you got a 6? No problem. Even though the top of the note was torn off, you know the paper very well, because remember, even paper is done by specific maker marks, etc. That came off a stationery from the civic building that you worked in.
Yeah. We got to take a visit there at some point.
Yep. Right after we take over the city.
Pretty much.
Yeah, now I'm really interested to find out exactly how much Mr. Malton knows.
Agenda. Take over city. Catch serial killer.
That sounds like our typical agenda, because we did that with Constantine, we did that with...
Yeah, I mean,
you fail to take over the city each time, you know?
Yes, we're pinky in the brain. All right.
Our next plan is take over city, become serial killer. That's going to be easier.
Well, there's no need to become at this point in time. I don't think for any of us there is a need to become. We already are. Bishop.
Yeah. Bishop is not a serial killer.
Yeah, you've killed more than 5 people.
No, it's more than 3, and no, it wasn't in cold blood, it was self-defense.
That doesn't really matter.
Yes, it does.
He serially kills people that are attacking him.
Looks like we have a... Looks like we have a robot attacking us.
Dang it.
Right. It's not even been an hour.
Oh, I actually has. Or almost.
Right. Back.
Oh. Welcome back.
Hello? Yes.
Hello.
What we're going to do with him, Gavin, is we're going to question him some more and hold on to him for a little while and see if someone might want to pay for his release. Then we'll get him to empty his bank accounts and to the check his bank accounts. And, you know, through various means, not directly, but a couple dummy shells and yada, yada, yada. And then we'll see from there. We might have some work for him in the future, or not.
See? Okay, you want to hire someone who's happy to kill women and children.
Yeah. He's in the carpet now, right?
Yes.
Oh, I motion that I'm the kill. I point to the carpet, and then, yeah.
The top of the carpet seems to move back and forth between the people who are talking as if he is listening.
Yes, I have no problem. And then, you know, and when we have work, we pay well, and he will be put on the probationary, and yada, 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 and eventually he'll work his way up to full checkerhood, and
the carpet nods along with you.
He'll get his money back, and...
Nods more.
This is the way, you know... We have to handle recruitment quite carefully. And then I make the, you know, I do the throat slitting motion and point to the carpet and shrug.
The carpet seems to weep as you hear him mutter, "I'm going to die."
Well, I don't say that. I make sure I do so out of his line of sight because I want to ensure his cooperation up until the killing time.
Mm. Right. So, man wrapped up in carpet.
We arrive at the station.
Hey. You arrive at the station where a complement of police is taking away poor Marty.
Yeah.
Who is now screaming at the top of his lungs, "I was told there was to be cake."
Yeah. We'll have to.
So was I.
We'll have to see if we can't get him all saned up and then hire him as a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. And somebody at this train station there in a big, bright, teal beater truck with a little placard raised up.
All right. With the menfolk, we all gather up the body, and I guess, unless y'all object to this.
Yes, the placard has no name on it. It just has the silhouette of a black trench coat.
Priceless.
As it should be. And we dump the body in the back with the carpet.
So in other words, you take care of your own baggage claim, is what you're saying. There's a little bit of talking about that, but you are able to. Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I unwrap them and I say, "Do you mind?" Well, no, I wrap them up. No, I'm not going to give them the opportunity to escape. So,
let's. Right, yeah. Nothing but the best for our first class passengers. You go right ahead and take that very valuable carpet off there, sir.
Well, it's not going to have too many bloodstains, so might be salvageable.
No point check to see who actually owns the carpet, so there's no name tag or anything, I'm sure.
No, he's a first class passenger. If you can't trust them, who can you trust?
That's right.
I just make a comment under my breath about eccentric people as I walk past the conductor. Just loud enough so you can hear it.
There you go.
Bert.
Yes.
I don't know, but my character probably would. Where is Tesla? Is he still in Metaball?
Yes.
Right. Need to talk to him about miniaturization.
As you lug a jetpack off the train.
I intend on buying that as a gadget. I can probably afford it at the moment.
Well, let's head back to Metapole, and let's get some sleep, because we have a operation that's going to go off in a few hours.
Yep, you boarded the train Sunday morning. It's probably been 5 hours since then, so...
Okay.
So, I figure we want to be down in the sewers by 7 or 8, and then have you look at the cameras and see, you know, how you're going to hack them and see if you can put them on a loop.
I'm not going to hack them.
So I assume you're discussing this in the car ride back. Yep.
Yeah.
No, in the middle of the train.
Right. There's room enough for four of you in the cab, and then anyone else can just ride in the back, and you got the little sliding window so you can talk.
I'll ride in the back.
It will take you longer to get back to Metapole, as the truck cannot go as fast as the train.
You sure?
But yes.
Yeah, yes, we want to be inconspicuous. I know you have a need for speed, but...
Yeah. Best driver in the world cannot make a car go faster than it can actually go. So.
If I paint it red, will that make it go faster?
It just might, but unfortunately, red paint, you know, war effort and all.
Damn.
Well, you do have a guy. And the carpet that may or may not have bloodstains on it.
Well, no, we do have a jetpack and a car. We could strap one.
And you've got some dynamite and...
my jetpack.
Please tell me that's stable dynamite, not unstable dynamite.
You don't know for sure because someone's actually looked at it.
Oh, God.
I don't think we actually hit the dynamite.
I don't know. Did anyone steal it? I didn't.
I didn't.
then we don't have any dynamite.
So someone had mentioned, I think, the Aussie did take a few sticks of it. So you have a few sticks of it. Yeah, but
we don't have the Aussie, so we forgot to get him off the train.
No, he's driving back with you. He's just being very quiet as he contemplates his sweating dynamite.
I look at the dynamite.
Yes, it is sweaty dynamite, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
This is bad.
You really shouldn't have taken that dynamite, I remonstrate.
Well, he shrugs and throws it out of the back of the truck.
Holy shit!
There's a few kabooms later. Yeah, he would have just gotten off with a few sticks because they did take the vest into custody.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. Now you're wondering if the police van is perhaps going to explode on the way to the station.
So, a couple sticks, sweaty, unstable dynamite. Excellent. What are you planning to do if you're not planning to hack them?
They take broadcast power. The riot is supposed to knock out the power station. The cameras won't be working.
The riot is not supposed. There is no riot. There's just a demonstration.
They were told to take out the.
This is something we talked about in the forums. You can't tell a mob what to do.
Yeah.
The papers.
We didn't call for peaceful protest.
Yes.
We didn't call for anything violent.
Yeah, that was my impression.
I tried to make it violent, and everyone disagreed with me.
I thought you were trying to make extra riots.
Extra riots, violent riots, same difference.
That's right. I thought it was supposed to be Sunday evening at the moment because the paper's already gone out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you said it was Sunday morning.
No, you boarded the train Sunday morning.
Ah.
And,
5 hours, yada yada. So.
Yeah, the paper, the edition had already been out before you boarded the train. So it was that morning's paper that it was out. You boarded the train that morning. Yep.
Well, there you go.
Yes, so... and we don't even know if it's broadcast power. We don't know if there's a generator, so...
You saw that the cameras were working on broadcast power.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, can you hack them wirelessly, then?
I don't know if the signal are transmitting wirelessly or...
They're not. You saw the wires you saw the cables coming out of them, so...
Yeah. Well...
Yeah.
I mean, we still need you to...
Depending on how vague the tech is at this point, I don't know if I can piggyback the signal to get back to the remote center and thus set up a loop on the end. Otherwise, you have to loop each camera, and that's just... I don't even know if you can do that, because if the camera doesn't have any local memory, then it's not going to be able to loop anything.
Right.
Given the technology at the time, you would expect that each camera is just... It's just something collating all the images, and yes, you would have to do it to each camera.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, so we're going to start a little bit earlier down in the sewers than expected, and you...
What you can try and do is hang a mirror over the front of each camera.
Yeah. How about that?
We could just take a photograph and put it in front.
Yep. Paste it in front and go, hey.
Yeah. Were they rotating cameras or static cameras?
No, static. They didn't move.
Okay, well, it makes it easier. Yeah, just take a picture and then just hang the picture in front of it. It'll work fine.
Except for the pictures all being sepia tone plates.
Yep.
It's black and white cameras anyway.
Yes, they are.
It's a dark sewer, you can't tell.
Yes.
No, they have bright lights. They have lights.
Yeah, I don't know how much of an end this is going to be, but we can't even agree on what the setup is.
Yes, there's camera with floodlight right beneath it.
Well, not a floodlight. They're kind of pinpoint lights. Because remember, there wasn't a lot of light down there, but it was enough to illuminate the area right in front of the camera.
Yeah. So, you're going to have to sneak up, hack it, and then we're going to have to somehow find our way to Dare's secret door, which we don't know. This is the best plan ever, by the way.
Hey, it works for Harris.
Actually, that is a point. Go ahead and give me a roll there for Gavin on his electrical knowledge from what is being reported back to you.
If it's a repair type thing,
yes.
Arlo's better than me. Arlo's better than me with electrical stuff. I can do the computer side. He does the more wiring side.
Well, you give me the computer roll. Marlo made his roll to be able to describe it to you well enough for the electrical side.
Five,
no problem. While you cannot black out all the cameras from one camera, you probably could short out the computer by using one camera.
Ooh, yes! Do that.
Yeah, that's not going to be at all suspicious.
Computer short out. I mean, this is the earliest days of computers. I mean,
when bugs are literally large moths get trapped in the back.
Yeah, I mean, I assume high-tech equipment does actually short out on a regular basis. Yes. It would not.
Now, how hard is it going to be to short out the computer from the camera? And
You actually don't think it would be hard. One, you either have a substantially bright light flood the camera, which will cause a short, or you put another electrical burst down the line to cause a short. Either one would probably do it.
And take out, so if we put a bright light in the camera, it would take out the entire network?
Yep. A very bright light. Wow. Very, very bright light.
Really, really, really crap system you've got
there,
mate.
Yes, it is. Yes, well, it is.
I mean, this is the first.
Yep.
We're talking about this first generation here.
Right. Well, what if we just shot it with an electric, with a Tesla gun?
Yeah, that could do it.
There you go.
Could you hook into the system and start poking around? Like... I mean, we need to know where Dare is, what room he is.
There's no inputs anywhere. The cameras are just sending a signal to, not a signal back to the cameras. It's one way, so he can't.
I can't piggyback the system to back it into the system.
Okay. Well, if you can't piggyback it, I mean, that was just a shot in the dark. I was kind of hoping, but oh well. Well, yeah, we can do it. I figure this might. This would not be too shocking, so let's not shoot it with the Tesla's gun. Let's just do the bright light, shut them down, and then...
Now, do we have a nice quick way to get through the locked gates me about? It's still going to take a bit of time per lock.
Right. I mean, it would take us a second or two.
Wouldn't the bright light be more suspicious because of the fact that the person watching the camera would see the camera go white and then the system would get down versus just the system going down from an electrical shock?
Or you could just have someone, like, visibly throw, like, a Molotov cocktail or something right at the camera.
I'd rather it be the most inconspicuous way.
Which would better be the shock, because then you don't have this bright light. The system sees.
I figure it's not going to show up white. It's just going to kill it. But I look back at my camera expert.
You can't see a electrical bolt. Actually, no, can you? Can you see electrical bolts? Well, is this the sort of pulpy dynamic where you can see electrical bolts from the Tesla guns or not?
Oh, no, you definitely see them. It is.
Okay, well, either way, you're going to see something.
Yeah.
Well, if you do... I don't know. Is it instantaneous, or does it do the...
If someone's actually staring at a monitor, it will show up.
Okay, right, the white light would show up. So, yeah.
If you do it with a bright light, then you've got to be in front of it. If you were to shock it, then you can do it without ever being seen on the camera, because you can get it from the side.
Well, it's down... These are catty-cornered, I mean, I figure I'm not... Or are they? Could we get to one?
You could get to one.
Okay, well, yeah. And we do have a guy who shoots guns.
Well, it's not like we have somebody who could stealth right up to the gun. Got right up to the camera or anything.
No, there's no one who could do that. No one good at stealth at all.
It's not like there's someone who's good at stealthing and has an electrical-based knife.
Nope. There's no one like that in the party. So, We shot the camera, and I mean, for us, I think it would take seconds to pop the locks and move. Really, I think we should be moving through about, we should move at 1 and then have the checker crew who are going to hit the main group.
Which main group?
Well, the checker group that was going to hit theirs headquarters hold off until we tell
them. Hold on. The thing you had planned is a checker group that was hitting the airfield.
Right. And that's all you planned. I also planned for a checker group to hit the airport. I mean, the DARE's headquarters.
No, you didn't.
No,
you didn't.
I've got it on the boards for quite some time.
That was posted on the board. Yeah, it was.
Okay, and then the message is afterwards telling you that you have very few number of Cheka.
That was actually me saying that.
I responded to it too. You do have very few numbers of Cheka here. So right. What, you're going to send 10 people at best to each site? Is that what you're saying? If you want to do that, that's fine.
I mean, what prevents them from just getting them into a car and driving down the road? Us being quiet. Well, we can send 20 and just help. Why not?
20? Okay, you've got 20 guys at best. So what I'm asking is, are you sending 10 to each site?
That was what I was originally figuring, but okay. I mean...
Okay, no, that's fine.
I guess we can ship everyone to the airport and then not, and we will just be stealthy and hope for the best at the headquarters. So
we've got the demonstration going on in the headquarters this year.
Oh, okay, okay. I think what I'm getting confused is you keep saying the headquarters. Are you talking about the mansion or Adair's workplace?
Workplace.
So you want to send 10 guys to...
Oh, God.
To the central authority of Metapole. That's what you want to do.
No, just do a... I was not planning on a assault. I was planning on a... We're shooting up the building a little bit. And then fall back to cover the exits.
Oh, okay, okay.
But... No, I'm not going to do that anymore, so.
That is the stupid.
Why? Yeah. Every other police unit in the city will be.
If you remember when you tried to sneak something into the building and what the response was to the poor pizza delivery guy.
It was, I don't really remember that, but I remember listening to it.
It was a horrible response. Overdone with tons of guys.
Right. They're.
We're sneaking in there.
Yes, and if they send out everybody in the building to fight my guys, then that would have actually worked out as planned. And they can run through streets while my guys just sit there and peg them down. But, that kind of fighting is awful. And you want to be on the defensive there and yada, yada, yada. So, normally I'd figure they'd just hole up, but no, I'm just attacking the airport.
Okay.
So, we're assaulting the headquarters where there's a bunch of guys who have rapid response and good response time?
Yep. With no support. So,
this is going to be fun. Sounds like our typical job.
So you're leaving Dare's house alone entirely then?
Yes. Yep. We're just doing the only thing that could be there of interest is Dare's body, but...
We've decided to take out clone Dare as a higher priority than rescue original Dare.
Yeah. Well, we have no idea where he is, and if we hit the mansion and clone and real Dare's not there... During the middle of the day, it's going to alert everybody, and we will never get to Clone Dare if that happens. So, it's best just to take his ass out. He's the threat. Well, not Clone Dare, but Doppelganger.
Doppelganger.
Yep, so...
So, the truck needs to be refueled about halfway there. You guys did bring extra fuel for that. But so the next question is, how do you get back into Metapole?
Actually, the next question is, what are we doing with the carpet?
Well, he gets unrolled.
I like how he starts unrolling him, then rolls him back up.
Yeah, each time he gets a good breath of air, he's about to say, like, ah! Oh.
Yep. It's my torture method. What do I want to do? Well, we could go to the convoy of food trucks that are going to be delivered.
On Monday, and they're not happening.
What?
They're being delivered on Monday, and they're not actually happening. We're getting that delivery not to happen.
We are?
Yep.
Well, okay.
Also on the boards. Yes, we are. That was...
Oh, I...
That was discussed on the boards.
Yes, I see where it was discussed. I didn't... I had argued that it didn't, and then we...
Ignored you. Did you?
Yes, we stopped.
I didn't see anyone actually respond.
Then you responded last night, and I never responded. Excellent. All right.
As far as I didn't think you'd responded to the discussion about not having a delivery.
I thought I had, but this is fun. Anyway, fun with boards.
Yeah. As you would actually have to do this after you get back to Metapole, I mean, that could simply not have happened first or yet. I just answered back that you don't need to really roll or for it. It could just be done by a simple phone call if you wanted to do that.
Yeah.
I also said that, yes, non-broadcast power torches are easy to get. They're called lanterns. If you want battery-powered ones, however, those are very uncommon, and you would have to roll for that. Night vision goggles, damn impossible to get. A chip spend or for, to bring it into existence from each person would be required. And shrink guns are the same thing. Not common at all.
I have night vision goggles and can give them to someone who needs them most.
Mm-hmm.
To clarify, though, I can have my pry bar, right?
Oh, yeah. No problem with that.
Yeah. Well, let's... Well, I figured we were going to... I didn't even know we left the city.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Well, where did you expect a train to go? It's between it's between cities. No, they have the pneumatic systems for the city itself. There are no trains going through the city, just between cities.
Right, the pneumatic trains. That's
no,
I thought we were on, but apparently
no. This is big coal firing train.
See, we learn more every day.
Yes, we do.
I thought about sneaking in with the food shipment. We could just park the car outside and just sneak in.
Well, that it's currently Sunday. It's not Monday, and the food shipment isn't until Monday anyway. I suspect you probably want to be in before then.
A little bit. I would like to be in on Monday morning so we can sneak get down to the sewers before anyone really wakes up.
Okay, and what are the things that are normally allowed in and out? Well, could we just... Actually, could we just go to the farm and then go in through the docks?
Someone has a TV show in the background that is coming through
quickly. Yes.
So, Bert, the woman that I was impersonating left town legally, correct? So, using those same... Leaving those same papers, I should be able to just sail right into town with no problem.
You would have no problem with that, right?
Right. So I'm going into Metapole.
What about my method? Do we have the submarine? I know how to drive it.
Yeah. That's still outside of Metapole.
Yeah, we could just go to the farm and use the submarine.
Pop up on White's Harbor if you wanted to.
Or why don't we just go into the sewer?
They're not wide enough for a sub?
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
And how did the digging machine get in? I don't think they ever filled that hole.
The digging machine is much smaller than the sub. You forget that Drina expanded the sub to carry more stuff.
Oh,
it's huge now.
Yeah.
Mm. Extra capacity.
I'm still imagining this small sub.
So we... I mean, who here has... good fake papers. I know I do. I know my Cheka guys do.
I hope I do.
Your carpet mumbles something about having excellent papers.
Yep.
I have no fake papers, but I do have a jetpack.
That's not going to be suspicious at all.
It'll be suspicious to walk into Metapole. It might.
You're going to leave that out here. It'll
be quite so suspicious to fly it.
Yeah, leave the jetpack out at the farm. We'll recover it later.
I'm going to just assume I had papers to get the hell out of Metapole.
Damn it.
Yes.
You flew out. Private plane.
Yeah, your character isn't wanted for anything there, Marcus, so you have no problems getting back.
Well, we had fake papers to get into Metapole in the first place.
Uh-huh. So simply drive in and take your chances. That's nothing wrong with that.
Am I actually wanted, or did people, or did they just want me to...
You were wanted.
Yeah. I'm the head of the checker.
Yep.
Oh, of course, I'm the head of the checker, aren't I?
Yes, you are, boss.
Okay, may I ask what we're doing with the body before we go in?
Oh, he's getting unrolled and sitting up, and if he says anything, son of a biscuit eater.
And he has his papers, of course, to prove who he is. Here's this identity.
Who does he want to be today? Does he want to be French, English, Italian?
No, he and the Cheka guys are gonna hide here. I could probably use the Cheka guys tomorrow. Son of biscuit.
So you guys are at the farmstead, that you've had a relationship with so far, right?
I might need to kill this guy right now. All right.
We kill the guy and throw him into the, water wheel, like the one guy died.
I try to persuade him to come into the city with us. We're going to recruit you. We're going to take your money, but you're going to get it all back and yada, yada, yada. And that we need good, fine, upstanding citizens like yourself. Do you agree to this?
Well, yeah, of course he agrees to that. He'd rather do that than die, of course.
Yes, I do a... Do I need to do a social combat against him?
No, you've already blown out a social track.
Yes, so I don't need to kill you right now. So we appear at the farms.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, let's just drive in.
All right. Well, you're at the farms, and there's a big white vehicle that's showing up about the same time you do. And there's a kind of a scruffy looking young guy there. He's talking to some of the farm hands. He looks distinctly out of place as, you know, he's got city clothes on, even though they're a little worse for wear. And he's dropping off like a significant stack of papers. And, he shakes a hand with a couple of the farm hands there and, gets back in his car.
I flag him down.
Yeah, sure. Hey. He stops. He leans his head out of the car and says, "Hi.
Hey, do you know, oh gosh, it's not Spider Jerusalem. Anton?
The writer? Not personally, but I love his stuff.
Yeah, that's whose papers you were dropping off, right?
No, actually. We're having a rally. He hands you a paper.
I look at the paper.
Yes, it's the Occupy Metapole movement. We are the 33%.
You have got to be kidding me.
Well, I hate you guys, so this movement is doomed to fail. Because I'm going to get the checker to kill you.
Something interesting, however, is that they're asking people to gather in front of essentially the guild headquarters, which is Dare's headquarters.
Excellent. That was the best possible solution. All right.
Can we count on your support? Will you be there? You guys aren't gilded employees, are you?
No, I'm down with the movement, man.
Yes.
No, I act as unhip as that was. Yes, I am totally not the man.
You're a man, but not the man.
It's gonna be great, man. I'm going to have flyers and billboards. Oh, if you need some slogans, if you'll turn that paper around, there's some good rallying cries back there. Somebody wrote a poem.
I look at the rallying cries.
These things like, you know, down with the guild. You know, we are the 33% because most of Metapole is not our is guild.
Great. So, how are you going to get back into the city, young man?
Oh, well, I'm a citizen. He shows you his card. He actually works for a printing service, or he did, he says, as they were closed down.
So we can just drive back and forth. It's not total lockdown. What will they ask you when you come in and out?
I'm sorry, I missed that, Nick.
What questions do they ask when you go back into the city?
Oh, they just want you to show you your papers, that's all.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Let's all head back into the city together.
And I'm hoping we all have papers, especially the guy who's wanted.
Yeah.
Are we at the farmstead that's delivering
maybe
the food?
Maybe I should
or are we at
not
farmstead?
Go back straight.
You're at the one that you guys had went and had the beers and talked to.
Okay, so are we going to get him to not deliver the shipment tomorrow or not, Ben? I think we're
no, I just didn't want to alert them that anything might be up, but yeah, tell them.
We can simply have them say that they're preparing for a big festival the next day. They don't have food available right this minute to give to them.
We just need to
delay it till basically any time after one, at which point it becomes a lot mute as to what the hell's going on either way, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can easily get a hold of the mayor, Todd Goodson, his person you talked to before. So if you want to arrange that, yeah, they don't feel so good about not delivering at all, but they can certainly delay it. For Miss Rackham there, yeah, it's easy enough for you to get back into Metapole, but remember, there's only one car, and walking back by yourself is a little going to take a while. So,
how did I get out of Metapole?
I'm not going to walk all the way back there. I'm going to wait till we get relatively close and then go
in. I gotcha. And go in by yourself, all right?
No. Let's go as a group, because we all have to get back to the same place. So,
No, I'm actually going home for a few hours.
That your apartment might possibly be watched. Maybe.
But Joshua, your character would have, just for sake of continuity, would have boarded the train with everybody, so you got out of Metapole on the train, which, you know, they didn't really check passports leaving Metapole at all.
Okay.
Does he have a good set of passports, or...?
He's got his original set of passports, unless he's ever... anyone's ever given him fake, so, you know...
No one has ever given me fake passports.
But luckily, you do have his picture on his passport, and you do have all these extra passports.
Gosh, you just have all these extra passports. Let me fake you up another one.
Johnny.
Your name is now Johnny Smith.
Aye, aye. Could it be Johnny English?
No.
Mr. Smith, it's a good day.
Yeah, I fake up anyone who needs passports faked up, and then I...
So are we getting... Sorry, the shipment's been delayed till at least one?
They'll delay it very late that day and just said that they... You know, they're going to give a plausible story that they're having problems getting hold of everything.
Yeah.
If the Metapole guys actually come out, especially the guys in the suits, don't give them a lot of trouble. It's a hassle. I don't want you guys to get in any trouble because of that, because if these guys are with the guns, they are quite happy to use them.
Oh, yeah, they plan to be far away from, he looks at the paper that was just handed out, to this Occupy movement. They plan to be nowhere near that.
Yeah.
Good solid.
No, I mean, if the suited guys with guns come actually out to here to pick up the food, don't try and pull a fast one too much on them. I think they're probably in the mood to shoot first, then shoot second, don't ask questions at all, take the food, and then shoot third.
Well, they still need to maintain some kind of relations on here.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, but still, you know, just don't push them.
Oh, you bet. We'll just delay the delivery. I mean, if they come for it, we'll let them take it, but we'll delay it.
Don't try and take them on. Yeah. Yep. just keeping you guys in mind, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, back into the city and down into the sewers. after okay. sleeping.
So yeah. everyone else has fake passports, and you've kind of just mocked up one for Ethan there.
Yep.
Which, you know, since you already had fairly good good fake ones to go on, you don't need to roll. So they are still, they're letting people in pretty easily. I mean, they're at least checking passports now, which was not true too many months ago, but they're not doing a lot of scrutiny. They're not, you know, they're not expecting too much. You guys do leave after the guy in the kind of white truck, and he is stopped, and the guards give him a little bit of a hard time as he's trying to give them flyers, and he gets butt stroked a few times with a rifle, but they let him in.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm. I hold in my internal anger.
And your truck comes around.
Yep.
Yep.
Sweaty dynamite and all.
Soldier just leans in. He's not even really looking at anybody in there. He's just kind of like, passports, hand them over.
Yep. Good day.
Handing it over.
Yes, I. Mm-hmm. Yep. Everyone nice and proper.
Yes. And he looks at it all. He just casually glances at him, just make sure the kind of the pictures match. And he does look up the names on the list, it looks like. But otherwise, he hands them over to you. The guy in the back, he says, hey, now, I didn't get yours. This is your carpet guy. And he panics for a bit and like, you took all of his passports.
I hand him one of the carpet guys.
All right.
Yeah.
He looks at it for a minute. Yeah, okay. Tosses it back to you.
Yep.
Go on through.
That's where we go.
We drop off. Let's do a quick drive-by of Miss Rackham's just to make sure her place isn't being watched.
Okay, I get out my automatic Uzi and let's go. Yep.
Sure, yep. Just alertness rolls from everybody, then we'll be fine.
Yep. We don't want you to be disappearing on us, Miss Rackham.
I'm not seeing anything. I got a one.
I got six at least, maybe more.
No, I won't even bother rolling in that case.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I got a five.
Good enough.
I have a three.
The only thing that's a little did anyone two. Notice? And a two. The only thing that anyone noticed is
shite. I got a seven.
Oh wow! You very well notice it. There are a lot of those papers that have been posted up. Although Miss Rackham lives in a nicer part of the neighborhood, some of the people are, you know, kind of grumbling and ripping them off their doors and throwing them in the garbage cans. These are the rally papers.
Civil-minded civilians, I think of all.
Yes, worth. The London of Sherlock Holmes days, where the scum all comes. All right, well, Ms. Rackham, do you know where to be? We'll see you there.
I'll be there. See you in tomorrow.
We drop off the cart at an inconspicuous point. We get the guy, give him to Starling, and after the guy goes away, and is locked into a room. I explained to Starling that we'll get his money for income for the checka. I hand over the wad that I got.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll get clear out his bank accounts, then kill him inconspicuously.
Okay, will do, boss. Any preferences?
No, I mean
a simple fall.
Yeah,
tripping in front of a train.
I explained to him the situation.
Spontaneous explosion?
No, nothing that obvious, but I explained to him the situation and that...
Sweating dynamite?
Yeah, I explained to him the situation...
Alligator in the sewer?
No. I just want him to, you know, if he falls in front of a train, that's fine. But he's a killer of women and children. Also, I want people who are kind of dedicated to the freedom of everything. Not so much mercenaries who will stab us in the back at the first opportunity.
Oh, so you're talking to him about your recruitments?
Yeah, just to make sure.
Oh, okay, I understand, boss, but I gotta tell you, between professionals, those idealistic people don't generally have the skills we need.
I understand. I do understand that, and that what I was thinking, we were mainly recruiting from was ex-special forces, particularly my former crew and then any other British crew, and I want as much idealists as possible and to train them up, but if we have to get some mercs to fill it out, I don't mind, but I do want...
I got you, sir. We'll crush the idealism ourselves. I understand fully.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind us crushing the idealism, but we have to... I want people who truly believe in, you know, the greater England, Great Britain, and us not us starting another world war, or if we have to, us killing the German bastards.
All right, sir. Recruitment drives have been down low anyway. We're short on personnel, what with the island being occupied, and this thing you've got set up tonight, we've got
wait, the island's Monday.
Medical.
Oh, tonight.
Yeah. The Savage Island. The, yeah. No, Monday night. Monday night.
Yes.
Hitting the airfield Monday.
Yes, with us occupying Savage Island, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yes. I thought he meant that others were occupying it.
No.
Thank God.
He has a group of Czechia out there protecting the engineers.
Yes, protecting, and it's our fallback base in case things go tits up here.
So when they do?
Yes, basically. We need a secondary base. I do not want this to turn into mercenaries or us. We have a cause, et cetera, et cetera. So, we do have primaries. Anyways, everything's good for tomorrow, right?
Good to go, sir.
Excellent. The priorities. Check Elias first.
Make a bunch of noise. Don't actually destroy anything, as we may need it later.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can blow up some things, but just nothing permanent. Or... I mean,
don't permanently blow things up.
Yes. Nothing too important that we... You know, it's fine if the airport shuts down for a day or a few hours. It's not fine if the airport shuts down for a week or a month.
Right. We're loaded up with smoke and bangs. Nothing. Lots of noise and lots of smoke.
Yeah, that's good.
We won't damage anything more than we need to.
Yeah, and as soon as any resistance, you bug out. I mean, we're not. Your lives are most important to me, so. Besides victory. So, let's go. I go home. I sleep.
Yes.
I glare at the robot.
I go and find Tesla and ask him if he can miniaturize my stuff.
Aha!
So it's,
he will look at it, yes. You won't be able to hit it this session, Joshua. It does take him time to...
Yeah, sure.
I find Blair and let her know what's going on. Because someone should.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Blair is quite aware of the rally that's going on. It appears the guilds are going to allow it. They've just asked for the police to be on premises in case things get violent, but they're going to allow it.
Yes, it'd be quite good if they're not at the headquarters tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Oh! You're gonna take it to the headquarters, huh?
One way or another, tomorrow afternoon there will be a brand new day for all of us.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Let her know she's gonna be in charge after.
I think that conversation has already happened. That
that happened on the boards already. Yeah, it was just about the timing.
Yeah, she seemed to be a little. Hesitant.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
We'll see. We'll see.
She's taking control one way or the other, damn it. And Bert, this is a random question, but didn't we get like a crap ton of inheritance from Tesla for finding his murderer and bringing him to justice?
No.
Oh, weren't we promised a crap ton of money?
Yes. No, you weren't. Actually, you weren't promised money. You were promised support in different ways. But, you know, he died, so.
Right, yeah. I just I'm gonna have to go back and listen to that episode, because I remember being promised money to find the killer. And I've killed the killer, damn it.
Well,
you killed him. You didn't necessarily find him.
Well, you killed a lot of people, and I'm sure one of them probably killed someone, so that's good enough.
Well, no. We know who did it. And we had little chunks of him in the sewers, and he was eaten by a bunch of horrific mutated rats.
Mm-hmm. And just think how good the water purification systems must be during this time.
I'm never drinking water again. Only alcohol. So, yeah, we will discuss this on the boards. Anyways.
So, given that we are not, in fact, knocking out if power is knocked out, it won't be by intention. That means we can quite happily use torches without an issue. Does the guy with a good gun skill want to get his hands on a decent gun, or possibly a trank gun?
Why does he want a trank gun?
Take people out from a distance?
We shoot them in the face.
You gotta love Marlowe's black and white attitude. If they're against me, they should all die.
Well, I mean, not everyone.
Do we have the radio guy set up in case we need his services?
Yes, you do. Yep.
He's set up. Okay, just making sure. I have no idea at this point what this is set up.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very random event this next happening. It really is.
Yeah. Well, no, we actually have a fairly good plan here. The problem with the plan is it ends with a question mark of, we don't...
The problem with the plan is that it involves us.
No, I mean, really, we needed this to happen quicker than what was optimal. If we had more time, of course, we could scout out the location and we could find out a bunch of things, but we don't.
Yeah.
And we need to take them out now, and so therefore we have to we're going to have to improvise. But as far as planning this out, I think we've done a rather good job.
Okay, we may want to do in the morning before we go down the sewers is take a look at the defense building place that we're going to be attacking and try and get some idea of the layout as we can get from the outside. Because at the moment, we've got no plans with anything.
Y'all have already done that once, right?
Apparently, no. Apparently, we don't know what it looks like on the inside.
No, because what you were posting about is, remember, there's a difference between a government official, which you were, and... Yeah. A member of the guilds, which are not the same thing. You've never been into the guild headquarters.
See, I thought I had been there for some official reason or another at some point.
So, yeah. Okay. Well, no. I thought Dare moved his headquarters, right?
Yeah, he did, because because Tesla's headquarters blew up, which was the main headquarters.
Oh, Dare was in charge of transportation anyway.
Right.
So he could have been using transportation.
But he didn't keep that once he became the guild head.
Right, because
someone else is now in transportation.
Right, and we also, I had a detailed schematics. It might be reasonable that he wants to change his location after, knowing that I might come for him.
Yeah.
So the building where he is now is not one I've ever been in.
Right. It is actually guild headquarters. It's their main.
Right. Well, I said, then let's go have a look at least on the outside of it and see if we can what we can see. And maybe someone with a pair of magical seeing through wall spectacles can give us a bit of a hint as what's inside.
Yes.
Just suddenly realized, yeah. I think losing track of who the rotating other person is and what they can do.
Yeah, I do too. But yes, this one's very useful. Hey, no talking to Tesla. You have work to do. Chop chop.
I don't need to talk to Tesla. I've already given him my junk.
Can we have the other rotating
and
person?
A jetpack. Oh, and I've got the drawing skill, so yeah,
I tell you, it was very heavy to carry all this way.
How'd you get past customs?
They didn't even look.
They didn't look. Yeah. It was under the carpet.
Those lazy bastards.
Well, it looks like a large violin or, well, what's those big violins?
The cellos.
The cello?
Cello, yeah. It looks like a cello case, sort of, doesn't it?
So you guys are basically getting stocking up on your sleep on Sunday and making plans for what's going on Monday. So far what we've got going on is there's going to be a peaceful demonstration in front of Guild headquarters, which is where you're intending to break in. There is going to be, around the same time, an impromptu attack on the airport.
Isn't that also supposed to be a violent demonstration?
Nope.
No. Not anymore.
Nope.
No violence.
I vetoed it, I guess.
But before we get
and,
to there, we want to have...
There was one other thing. I'm sorry. Right. You also wanted Blair to try and wrap up as many of the police as she could for something else, but unfortunately, she's being called to help to maintain the peacefulness of the demonstration. So,
which is actually perfect.
Yep. She's going to take command. So, if we live, which we might not. Also, I want the radio jamming to be...
Oh, yes, and the radio jamming on the frequency, the last frequency you had for the apes.
Yes, and
the current ones that you've recently found.
Yes, I will tell him to be scanning and all the rest of that. And,
and the apes haven't been fed, we hope, or at least if they've been running very low on food and drugs. And we want to get X-ray boy to give us an idea of what the inside of the building looks like before we hit them a day.
Yeah, so the last thing we do on Sunday night is go and look at the building before the gorillas come out with X-ray man.
Right.
All right, so you want to have a look at the guild building?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Now, if I understand your gear right, it doesn't have anything like telescopic vision, right? So you're only going to be able to see as far as you can see.
Correct.
Okay.
It's kind
of
telescopic.
What if you put a pair of binoculars up in front of it?
I think
what if you put binoculars up in front of it? Yeah.
That would ruin it.
Yeah. Well.
Nope. If you didn't pay for it, you don't get it free.
Rats.
Are we just two guys out wandering around the city, having to be passing in front of the guild?
Well, yeah, they don't. The guild doesn't have like a big. They do have it encircled by a gate, but they have like public grounds where people often take walks, and you know there are benches out, so it's not uncommon for people to be out just enjoying the architecture.
Yep, that's what we're doing. Examining the architecture. And I don't know if it's... I'm just thinking the best way for us to try and guise everyone, a good part of this thing, so remember, with the fight aspects. Mm-hmm. So we may simply want to say that this comes up with an aspect we can easily tag of known layout or something.
Mm.
So if we try and move through this thing, we have a known layout tag we can grab for some of it.
We'll see. We'll see what we get. Yep. I mean...
Well, the first thing, who all is going, by the way? Sharon, are you popping along on this one? Are you taking the Cheka driver with you? Who all is coming?
Well, the driver
is... I'll pop along
with it.
Okay.
I recommend a smaller party. Okay. We don't want to draw attention to ourselves.
Well,
or it
could
be a couple
of
parties walking the grounds.
Mr. Marlowe, you owe me a walk in the park, so this sounds like a good time.
This sounds like... Well... I was more imagining children and
feeding the ducks.
Yeah, more relaxing and therapeutic and less I'm gearing up to murder a bunch of people.
Baby steps. Let's do this one first.
Okay. Acceptable.
All right. So, just the two of you then?
Well, no, we... We do a quick... We have the group in general waiting, and all right. I see if there's a... Will it be conspicuous?
No. Actually, it is not. You're doing this like on a Monday early morning or so?
Yeah, and your time's up.
Yes, the robots are sneaking up.
Do we want to take a quick 5-minute break? That way we can just have straight action.
We'll take five. Go ahead. Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, bluemagik.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.
You should check your email. I sent you those figures from Tuesday.
Ah, good, thanks.
What is that?
What?
Hanging next to your calendar.
It's a trilobite.
A what?
Trilobite. They lived all over the Earth 290 million years ago. You got a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem with that. What's the thing next to it? That's
a Celtic emblem. Next to that is a bust of Shakespeare. Down below that, some runes. Across the way on the other side, there's a dragon head. There's, Egyptian scarab. A couple of different things.
Yeah. Skull? Celtic cross? Yin and yang? Where did you get these? What are they?
They're solid symbols.
Solid symbols? Well, I get the solid part. Yeah, the little miniature sculptures. But where'd you get them?
Bought them online. www.solidsymbols.com.
Why do they all look like they're 1,000 years old or something, or like some archaeologist dug them up?
I don't know. I guess it's because they represent really, really old ideas.
Old ideas?
Yeah. Ideas that were around a long time before you, me, this company, and are going to be around a long time after. And besides, that's the style he chose.
He? Who he?
The artist. One guy. One guy makes all these. Right here in the U.S.
And you can afford to buy art from an American artist?
Dude, they're $10 a piece. You spent more than that on lunch.
No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. Louise has got a couple, too. And I got some hanging at home.
So what are they for?
What do you mean, what are they for? They give me something else to look at besides spreadsheets. They remind me to think about things that are old and important.
Yeah, well, you know, when most people want to put something up in their cubicle, they usually put up a postcard or a cartoon strip.
Yeah, well, there's a big difference about the art in this cubicle.
Yeah, what's that?
It's interesting enough for somebody to be standing here talking to me about the art in this cubicle. And you can put that dragon head right back where you found it, thank you.
Oh, sorry. It just fits so nicely in my hand.
Yeah, well, toddle back off to your desk. www.solidsymbols.com.
Subtle hint. Was that a subtle hint?
You're brilliant.
You're weird.
Thank you very much.